Okay.
Yeah, I will call the Woodford County Liquor Commission, County Board, in the County Board Room for May 13, 2023 at 3:00 to order. Roll call.
Dan Steffen?
Here.
Nathan Schertz?
Here.
Chuck Nagel?
Okay, we have quorum. Everybody's present. I need a motion to approve the January 17, 2023 minutes. Or a motion?
So moved.
Okay, by Mr. Steffen, second by Mr. Schertz. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Those are approved. Any public input today? Seeing none, we'll move down to new business. Liquor license violation enforcement. So I'm going to let Dawn, if you don't mind, put you on the spot a little bit with this.
Okay.
But a couple weeks ago, I was in the office talking to Dawn and Barb, and there's some new interesting things that have popped up all of a sudden. I believe with establishments that have liquor licenses but are outside the ordinance. So I'll let her explain to you kind of what's going on, and then the sheriff here, because there's an enforcement piece to this, and I want to be realistic of what we can do. Okay?
Go ahead. So first off, on item A, Chuck, we have two different places that we have heard through social media. They've had, I guess, different events. The Bowling Alley held what they call a GNO, the show. It's called Girls Night Out, where they were a male dancing review, I guess you would say. There's been some concern of that. If you look at page 11 of your liquor ordinance, Article 5 addresses that. Page 12 kind of talks about penalties to it. I wasn't there. I don't know. I don't know if they were, your ordinance talks about pubic hair and buttocks and different regions and different amounts of nudity. But Barb and I thought we should bring it to you guys' attention. The other place was Charlie's at Sunset Cove. Had something similar. Again, it was posted on social media. We had several different people contact the office with concerns about both. So we thought we would bring it to you guys. You know, first off, who's going to enforce that? Certainly it's not the county clerk's office.
Are you sure?
I think it should be the county board chair.
Okay.
And honestly, I don't know, in all fairness,
right,
we weren't there, Chuck.
Right.
But we're just going by what the ordinance says.
Right. But we know those events took place.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In both places.
And so we're looking, what do we do about the future? Because both places have already had something.
Right.
They likely may have something again.
Right. These things tend to be like an annual or whatever. And this was part of the discussion we had in your office that day. So the violation is pretty well laid out on page 12. There's some financial penalty, and then there's also the risk of losing your liquor license. Okay, these were both posted on social media. I'll just open it up to the committee, and then we'll let the sheriff chime in here. We'll ask the sheriff to chime in. Any thoughts? Well, Sheriff, do you want to get in right now? Because I think part of this discussion might be helpful to part of this discussion. Do you want to talk about, did we have any knowledge through Sheriff's Department of any of this stuff going on? Probably not.
No. No, we were unaware that there was any issues. And frankly, under enforcement, we rarely actually have a lot of issues with county liquor licenses. More of our enforcement is actually contract towns or towns that have no law enforcement but issue liquor licenses, and we'll have an issue in there. And
sure,
we deal that generally through their with a report to their mayor, and then they'll let us know if they're going to revoke the license or what their sanctions are going to be. But we don't have a lot with county licenses that often. So, but I was not aware of this.
We were neither.
And frankly, to be perfectly honest, wasn't aware of it and wasn't aware that it would be a violation of our ordinance either, so.
That's honest, because I didn't know either.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to insinuate, I knew you guys had no idea. There would be no reason for you to know this going on unless it got out of control and somebody made a disturbing or whatever.
Unless you complained.
Yeah, unless you
And to be fair, Chuck, we don't want to see them lose their license either. The clerk's office doesn't. You know, when you read through that and you read, like, you know, what amount of nudity? Maybe they are just dancing. They don't go all the way nude. I mean, where do you draw that line? How does that fit? Is that a state's attorney question? Do we send them a letter and say that they may or may not be in violation?
Well, right on the line. You know, like, where's the line? My question is the Kappa establishment, is that on us or is that
that's
on Kappa?
Kappa.
That's Kappa.
No.
Okay.
That is
so Kappa. I had the same question.
Okay, that's
Kappa's Kappa.
Okay.
It's county.
Yeah. Okay.
I will
add that I believe the Kappa establishment was one of the ones that called about the venue at Charlie's because he thought it was going to pull away from what he had going on.
Because it was fighting with his business.
Was it females or males at that one too?
It was females at Charlie's. It was males at the bowling alley.
The sheriff's department probably have no problem going in and investigating that one.
And again, the clerk, I have no issues with it. I just, where is that line of who's going to police it? And
So, gentlemen, it comes down to, we did have a complaint, right? Otherwise, we wouldn't even be here today.
Right.
If we just saw it on social media, we're not looking to do anything. Don's right. We're also don't want anybody to lose their liquor license. But we also don't want this was kind of like a pop-up event. It wasn't anything that was widely advertised, et cetera, et cetera. We don't know how much more this is going on. What do you guys think? What do you guys think as far as we probably need to address it? I don't think we can ignore it. Because we have, at the end of the day, the clerk's office has to answer to the state of Illinois as well, right?
Right.
Well, so
I think the first thing is we got to make sure, are we going to go by this or are we changing it?
Go by what?
The ordinance.
No, I think the ordinance is fine.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't have any problem with the ordinance. It's pretty specific.
I guess for me, it's a fine line of what amount of nudity. I mean, if you're showing a little skin or, you know, like, where's that?
I kind of think that first page does kind of give you a pretty good.
Yeah, it does. And I'm thinking that I don't know that based on what we were told, if that, you know, who went in there to monitor that was what happened.
As a guy, it wouldn't have been me.
Can
so
I
you're
from?
Go ahead, Deb. Yeah.
How do we pick and choose what violation we're going to go after? Because the Spring Bay American Legion has been in violation of our ordinance for years, and nobody will do anything about it. So if you're going to get after one entity for violating the ordinance, we need to get after every single entity that violates the ordinance.
So, go ahead.
I do fully understand that, but we haven't had anybody complain about the Spring Bay.
It shouldn't make a difference if they complain. It's a law. They're breaking the law. I can rob a bank because nobody complains about it? It's okay?
Wait. So I certainly understand your point, Deb.
Yeah.
But I also, my perspective is, one of the things that I think we fight in this county sometimes is the number of people that are violating ordinance, statute, law, and the amount of manpower we have to track that down. So my perfect example of that would be zoning, right? There's probably lots and lots of people that don't follow the letter of the law, but we don't have anybody go out there and run them down. This is a little bit different because we did have somebody complain. Now, after tonight's meeting, somebody might complain about Spring Bay. I don't know. They all should be following the ordinance. I'm not real sure what's happened in Spring Bay that violates the ordinance. Deb, do you? Is there some reason you brought that up?
Well, I can show you some pictures.
Oh, pictures.
Our ordinance says there has to be one place you enter and exit.
Gotcha.
They got many. They have several places that they have. How many liquor licenses do they have? Because they have several buildings they're selling liquor out of.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, so that, so now that we're, now we're talking about a combination of zoning and.
Yeah, no, wait.
I don't have that exactly with me, Deb, but I do think they have multiple licenses if they're a Spring Bay Legions.
They do.
They cover a beer garden, they cover indoor and outdoor.
Yes.
I think they have multiple licenses.
I think they have a pop-up as well, to be honest with you. Okay, so, so the points well taken, what are we, you know, do we pick and choose? I want to take this back, however, just one step prior to that. And in looking at the penalty phase, just so we all know, first offense is $1,000, second offense is $5,000 plus 30-day suspension, and then there's a revoke. So I'm wondering if these events have happened to the best of their knowledge, and I think this is how we would handle it in every case, wherever it happens or wherever the violation is. I'm all for drafting a letter and making them aware, because I know they're supposed to read all this, but they may not, that we became aware of A, B, C, and D. And please understand that this cannot take place again, and here's what will happen if it takes place again. And if you have any further questions, you can appeal, you can appeal the decision to the Liquor Commission, okay? To which...
So basically you would be sending a letter of warning.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the most prudent thing to do.
That's right. That's where I'm at.
And I think that even when I talked to Dawn and Barb initially, that was our thought process, because you would be surprised. I don't know. There's a million things that we get in our hands, we never look at, and we sign the, we pay the fee for the liquor license where we go. So right now, we didn't have any public disturbance out of this. We have one complaint, which is a little bit suspect because it may have been a little competition thing. I don't know. I'm not going to make that proclamation. Otherwise, it may not have been one. But I think when we know that something is going on like this, we have to do our due diligence. So at least send a letter and give them an option of due process, which is to come before the Liquor Commission and we can explain it.
That's
you guys satisfied with that?
Yeah, that sounds perfectly
okay. Yeah, I'm all for that. I mean, because we didn't even know it. How did they? They probably possibly didn't know it. And, you know, now they, with a letter, they will know it. And that's, you know.
So should the letter come from the Liquor Commission then?
I think so, but I think that maybe Greg could draft something for us.
That's what I was going to say.
I mean, push comes to shove, I always look at the state's attorney like he's going to have to defend any of our actions, so I'd rather him write the letter and be comfortable with it. He's going to try to have more work, but him or Matt, Greg or Matt, either one can write it, I suspect.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest, at least run it by him, if not, he drafts it.
Don, if you don't mind, if they want to write it and send it to me to look at, I don't know
how I'll have their process. I'll talk to them and have them send it to you for review.
And the other part of this, which is important, we don't meet that often, generally we don't have issues, but... I think it's important if these people tell other people that, you know, we are kind of in tune with what's going on. We're not just rubber stamping.
Well, I'll be honest with you. My wife, the one that said something to me about, we're going to have the girls' night out. We're going over to, because they heard it was going on.
Yeah.
And how they found out with social media, some of her friends were telling her about it.
Right.
None of them went, but they'd heard about it. So I knew about it, too, and I thought, what is it? They said, well, it's a male stripper. I said, count me out.
Well, that pretty much violates our law, then, if it's a male stripper.
Yeah.
I don't think it was just dancing.
No, yeah. They were saying that, but whether it was or not, I have no
idea. I wasn't there to know. I'm not judging.
I have not heard from anybody whether it was or not. I mean, as far as no, you didn't see nothing on social media come back that, wow, that was great, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So,
which may put it into the whole thing, also.
Yeah, so... Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we draft a letter and send to the at issue license holdees to make them aware of possible issues in the future.
So does it go to the two that I listed or to everybody that we issue a license to?
I'd rather cover bases personally, but is that a little
actually
overkill?
I think you ought to at least send it to the two, but maybe send it to everybody because maybe they're not aware that these letters are going out.
Yeah,
let's, all of a sudden they.
But that's what I agree with the two. But do we send it just to everybody?
Well, so here's the basic understanding. When they get a liquor license, they get all this. They're supposed to know it, read it,
yeah,
own it. I think it's a very different letter. If we send it to everybody, it reads something like, recently we've become aware, but that's not the case here. Recently we became aware of an organization. This letter is going to say, recently we became aware of your organization.
I think the two.
Yeah, because we got to definitely pinpoint the two.
And if it pops up at a third or fourth, we have the letter written, we just send it off.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the first thing that it sounds to me like what we want to do when this pops up is send out a friendly reminder to begin with.
Yeah.
And then go from there. I suppose if we saw it on social media beforehand, that might be, you know, if we can get to them before the event happens, that's the best of all worlds.
Yeah.
I guess as chairman of this committee, I can go ahead and make a call. I don't know why I couldn't. And just say, this is what I'm hearing. You understand your violation, blah, 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 blah. Or somebody can. But
I think a letter will fix it.
Okay.
Personally.
Yeah. I think so, too.
It shows the ones that did call and complain that at least you guys are looking at it.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
We've been made aware anywhere.
That's right. I think when we're made aware, we got to react to that.
Yep.
Okay. So that's A.
Can I get a second on his motion?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Steffens, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We will send that letter after Greg or somebody in his office drafts it for us. Okay, going down to B, discussion of outside vendor liquor policy beyond establishment's liquor license.
Again, that would be us. We were contacted by El Paso Golf Course. They have a liquor license with us. There's an upcoming golf outing, and they have a vendor outside that wants to come in and sell and give away liquor at their event. The license doesn't cover for an outside vendor. El Paso Golf Course really does not want that to happen. They're not in favor of that happening. And their question was, you know, they said, who enforces that? They don't want it to happen. They don't really want to lose
the sponsor.
A sponsor, but who enforces that? And that's where the office, you know, got questioned. Yeah, who enforces the events like that?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, if I may, because I know a little bit about this.
Are you the one sponsoring?
No.
It's
on hole number 9.
Yeah, it's a charity golf outing in memory of Jake Cavoni, who was big in the golf community. Blah 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 blah. Long story short, I don't know if it's just a CYA situation, a butt covering, or what it is. I don't know what we want to do with it, but I had a feeling this would come up. So. It's happened before for the last 3-4 years, and nobody's raised issue with it. There's new management. New management is of different thinking, I would say.
Yes.
Is that the correct way to say that?
Yes.
They are of different thinking. I guess I don't know. That's what I know.
Well, that's helpful.
Yes.
Danny, any thoughts?
Not necessarily, but boy, that's kind of tough because it's a charity or a fundraiser. You know, I hate to see a fundraiser that may help somebody out go south because of it.
Agreed.
But rules are rules.
You could still have the charity fundraiser, just not the alcohol.
Right. Yeah. So that's kind of my thought.
Right.
My thought is whoever is that sponsor is who's giving away alcohol.
They
could give away a lot of things.
They could give away a cooler, Yetis.
There's workarounds.
Yeah. So, and I also don't want a sponsor back out, but I think what's appropriate here, it's a violation of our liquor license. What's the word I'm looking for? Policy, not whatever.
Yes. The statute.
And I think we're Was El Paso Golf Course waiting for a call back from you guys, or what?
I believe so, but unfortunately Barbara wasn't here today, and I think she's waiting on a call back from us as to, you know, like, who's going to enforce that.
Okay.
You know.
So I think we can, go ahead, Dave.
Oh, I got one quick question. Now, does El Paso Golf Course have beer there? They have a license?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a license to do that.
So one thing.
But their concern was that their license doesn't cover an outside vendor to come in and give it away
and
sell it.
No.
Yeah.
So I think I'm okay with us enforcing it, right? So takes the pressure off of the golf course. That's. There's two concerns here. We want to keep the sponsor intact, and maybe it will, maybe it won't, but either way, if El Paso Golf Course leadership's not comfortable with it, then let us be the ones that say, no, it's a violation of our liquor license, you cannot do that.
Yeah.
And then they can tell their sponsor that.
Yeah.
Leave it up to the sponsor what he wants to do. If the guy, the organization backs out, they back out, I don't know, but... I suppose there's enough alcohol consumed during golf that we don't need them drinking what they want on the way home.
Well, and the other thing is, if they're drinking all our free beer, Paso ain't going to make a dime off beer that day. Golf course.
There's a point to that.
Yeah. I mean, they pay for their liquor license, and now they're losing the day because this guy's moving in in violation.
It violates our policy.
Yeah.
El Paso doesn't have a liquor license, and this vendor doesn't have one, too. To, in essence, serve at the golf course. So, if you guys are okay, I need a motion for somebody in the clerk's office to call Paso back and just say that the Liquor Commission wanted to notify them if that occurred, it'd be a violation of the liquor.
Okay, policy. I'll make that motion.
And second.
I'll second that.
Nathan? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We will make that call. You comfortable with that, Don?
Yes, sir.
Then
I will add that the new management is trying to get things. There's been some things that maybe haven't been on the up and up with the Paso Golf in the past. And she's doing her best to try to get everything.
Bring it back
in. Yep, bring it back in and get it.
Okay. All right. The real...
What's that?
I don't know if we should continue the discussion, but the only exposure here is that if the management wanted them to do that, then we might have a fight on our hands. But either way, it's a violation of their liquor license. Okay, going on to, as long as we're talking about all this, let's go down to mobile bars, and I think it's probably a similar discussion, Don.
So this came up actually last year. I put in front of you a copy of the email from the gentleman who was requesting it, and then I believe Barb talked to the state's attorney, Matt, in the state's attorney's office. We got a verbal from him, was to not do it, but this is something you guys might want to look at for future. I don't know what that looks like, but it seems like there are a lot more mobile bars that are wanting to come in for weddings and different events. I don't know how you guys go about addressing that or what you do. I don't think, if memory serves me correctly, and again, it was a verbal thing, that Matt from the state's attorney's office thought it could be done the way our ordinance is written currently. And I don't know who we talked to on that. Deb's got her hand up.
Deb.
Those places that have wedding venues, like Marla's Barn, all those places, do they currently hold a liquor license themselves?
Marla holds us one herself.
Okay.
But that doesn't cover a mobile bar coming
right,
in.
Right. Yeah. I just didn't know if they had their own liquor license that they had. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Don, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm trying to think back to my former life. A lot of those places carry like a dram shop or 24, 48 hours, but they have to give us a certificate of insurance.
Certificate of liability. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's our policy. Is that our policy?
All the other establishments that have a liquor license have to give us that. So I
but do the mobiles do that? Have we
had? Well, we haven't had a mobile, and that's why I'm bringing it to you guys. We were only asked about one, but the popularity and the amount of events that people are having weddings here at the different venues, well, the cannery is kind of out of the question because that's within Eureka. So that's Eureka's deal. And the Barn 3, which is a popular venue, is within the Village of Goodfield now. So we really only have to deal with Marlene's, or if somebody has one out of your place, Danny, or, you know, somewhere that's in the unincorporated areas, then we have to address what that would look like.
I hope they invite me at least.
You know, I think we need to have something in place because I think this is not going to be the only fight. This is not the only time.
Well, I think they're more becoming more popular with.
Yes,
I agree.
And especially with people doing at-home weddings, bringing in bringing in bars on wheels, that wouldn't be that uncommon. My question is this: why couldn't we just cover it that with that 24-48 hour dram shop insurance? And
that's a state's attorney thing, I guess.
That would be my suggestion, I guess. I don't know if that's on base, off base, or somewhere in between, but that's was my initial reaction.
So presently, we don't have within our ordinance anything for these
that would cover that mobile.
So, but Matt said he thought our current ordinance would cover it.
Would not.
Gotcha.
So he told us to tell this gentleman that wouldn't be a possibility.
Okay.
But I see that as maybe something you guys want to consider because they are increasing in popularity quite a bit.
So would it be as simple as, probably not, but would it be as simple as, I'm assuming in our ordinance it describes establishments that are eligible for licenses somewhere, like you can become eligible for a liquor license if you A, B, C, and D, including restaurants, bowling alleys, da da da. Could we just
scoop that
word in mobile bars or traveling, whatever?
Again, I guess I could address that with the state's attorney when I ask him about the draft letter.
Yeah.
I can ask him his thoughts and if he could write something up that can be put in front of you guys to decide on.
Yeah.
And what that would look like.
If you don't mind, that would be great. I think that's probably the most prudent thing to do. Let's not jump off a bridge until we see what we got going here.
In our ordinance, is it selling or serving?
Selling, or giving away, dispensing.
Okay. So it's everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm.
Providing a mix, ice, water, containers, cups, glasses.
Those have come
Matt,
a long way.
You want a copy of the ordinance?
Those have come a long way from when we had teasers down in Kappa where it was just BYOB, bring your own
shirts.
Sure. They served it.
Yeah.
And down there, if you brought a fifth in and you left without it, still wasn't theirs. Somebody came in and said, hey, I want some of that fifth. Okay. They were actually serving somebody else's food.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
But they never had a liquor license.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they better bring it in.
Yep.
They weren't selling.
They
weren't
buy it. They didn't sell it.
Yeah.
They just served it.
That's happened quite
a bit. But that's obviously all covered in that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I just got one more point. Yeah, I just hate to see, especially outside the county, a beer wagon come in here and put the hurts on our own businesses.
You know,
because, I mean, you look at COVID. When COVID hit, we even talked about maybe even dropping the liquor license for one full year.
Right.
Coming back and revisiting it.
Right.
Just, I mean, it's only maybe $1,000 to somebody or $500, but that might be the difference between closing the door and opening the door.
Dropping the fee, not dropping the license.
Or dropping the fee, yeah. Dropping the fee.
Yeah.
They still needed the license,
yeah.
But they didn't have to pay for it anymore, which is.
But if this place, say, like this, people come in with this.
They want to do a one evening event for a wedding, and
we had
to tell him no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get it there somehow. I can guarantee them people are.
Can the one-day event license cover it?
I don't know if that could or not.
That was my thought.
Either way, probably the most important element to this whole situation is whether it's one day or 1 hour, they have to show us a certificate of insurance.
Right.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
Who's they're coming there? After who has the most money. That's going to be the county.
Yeah. And who give them their permit? You know, that's what they're going to go after.
Right. Lawyer. So, all right, Don. Well, let's...
So I will talk to the state's attorney's office and see what that would look like. See if we can draft something up in that regard as well.
Okay. Very good. All right. Any other business before this committee?
No, I just think there's some good points taken today.
No, this is excellent. All right. So I need a motion to adjourn. Mr. Steffens, second by Mr. Schurz. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We're adjourned. Thank you, Sheriff, for coming over. Don, Deb.
You're welcome. You got a